In general, in the patient with a good performance status, where does erlotinib fit in?
Well, right now it should follow first and or second line chemotherapy as per the labeling. Its use in the frontline setting has not yet been proven to offer similar survival to using a third generation chemotherapy regimen, but that may change. The problem with, of course, the EGFR TKIs in lung cancer, from which I think some of the breast cancer trialists should learn a lesson, is that combining it together with chemotherapy did not work. Talent and Tribute and those designs, of course, showed that third generation chemo plus erlotinib or plus gefitinib were no better than the chemotherapy alone. Thus, there are now studies being done of intermittent or alternating therapy where chemotherapy goes and then the right window and then the TKI is given and then a space of time based on the PK of the agent. So there's no overlap in the patient.
What about in the patient who's a non-smoker? Will you consider erlotinib first line, particularly in a patient who's in a good condition, maybe not with any dire tumor-related symptoms?
You could, but again, that's without solid data behind you. Those trials are in the works, so we'll know. I think the patient who wants that approach needs to be told. You know, that's extrapolating from a trial in patients who had previously tried and failed chemotherapy, and there may be differences there that we don't yet understand.